post-match interview.
Triumphant coach of the Leopold Football Club. He's going to join us for the Drain Man. Block drains, cleared fast, all our interviews and post-match interviews. And here is Birchie with Gary Hocking.
I do have Buddha here. It is absolute pandemonium down here. There is a huge buzz amongst the Leopold faithful. Buddha, you've done it again. You've got yourself into the grand final, biggest game of the year, and you just know how to put together a final series, and your team are one of the best teams to watch on the sidelines, just following football, because the energy and enthusiasm, and when the game's on the line, they just absolutely bring it to the table in spades.
Yeah, it's all you want from your players, and it's all you want from your footy club, is to play for your fans and play for your supporters, and you know, just bring your best every week, and that's what we try and do as a team. You know, there's going to be some flat spots, and you're going to wobble now and then. A bit like Kirsch earlier when he's trying to describe, you know, multiple possessions that they were taking. But look, yeah, so proud of the whole footy club. You know, Richard Hockley, Timmy Seacombe, Matt Aston, you know, like great leadership. It always just rolls back through the footy club. All the coaches, you know, Brownie, Fridge, Sam Scott, who plays, like, you know, even Craig Johnson's role with the reserves, nurturing, disappointment, nurturing form, you know. Nieldy talked about it, and, you know, you heard, I think one of the Carlton boys, Cripps, and Cripsy's stole our squad mentality motto, but that's what it's been. It's what it takes. It's a whole footy club that buys in, plays a certain way, and you don't have to keep playing that way. We changed a little bit of structure sort of halfway through. Well, at halftime, I just talked to him about, it was very brief, just about trying to just get a little bit more open forward line, and then just we just have to go. We've got to score. We go try and put them to the sword a little bit, and it sort of worked, created some opportunities forward. Giddings forward of the ball, you know. Second prelim, he's done a great job. But, I mean, that's just one of, you know, 21 other guys that just played role in the end. And, yeah, it's an opportunity where, you know, we've been bullied by some areas a couple of times last year's grand final, and yeah, we've got another week to go. We're playing a really, really good side. Yeah, it'll be a great contest.
And one area of your game that I thought it was really hard today to mark for both teams with the tricky breeze and just reading the ball in flight, and it was sort of getting over the back. But in that last quarter, every single one of your star or key markers were taking those marks. That mark by Andrew Pepper back at full back. You had Noffy, Jennings, Giddings all around the ground. That was one element that I thought you really lifted, and it made the difference. They were just clutch marks when they needed to be taken.
Got out of the box early. What we talked about was trying to put some score on the board early. So, you know, got some really good looks early in the first quarter, second quarter there. Contest probably just outworked us a little bit, and we were probably putting 2-1, which freed them up. So we had a couple of decisions to make. We just had to, if you're going to get beaten individually, that's fine. Don't try and then buy in and bite off another tackle. Stay sort of stuck to the other mid. Try not to outnumber. If you get beaten, we'll have the, you know, hopefully the security in the aerial behind the ball and try and clean it up. But they muscled their way back into the game. That's why they were heading for 3 in a row. You know, and the game became a bit of a, you know, an arm wrestle there for a while. And then just in the sort of the third quarter and fourth quarter, we just got a bit more run and creativity, changed angle a little bit. We're probably a little bit boring and, you know, a bit vanilla with our ball movement. They kept a straight line, though. They're very good, very, very good defensively. And there's a point where they were going to pull the trigger, and we just had to be ready for that. But, yeah, the anarchy rolls on, hopefully. Next week we can create a bit more chaos and, you know, and bedlam and pandemonium, and it'll be awesome.
Buddha, congratulations, Jason Kirsch up here. King's had to run away because he nearly belt down in the last quarter. He couldn't handle it. I don't know what you said to him at three-quarter time, but there was about 500 people who came off the ground who I reckon were ready to put a Leopold jumper on as well. The sound of the crew coming off at three-quarter time was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, no, it was just keep playing the way we found the way that we needed to play, so don't try and change that, although be careful that they might, you know, obviously try and, you know, slingshot us a few times. But look, yeah, I did have 2022 on the board, the GF, and for the guys that played, you know, it's very painful, you know, when you go through that, and all you want is the best for your players. You want them to be successful, and, you know, certainly everyone's proud of them, but you want them to be successful. So, you know, hopefully next week we get an opportunity to, you know, to be proud and successful. But, you know, it's a big week. It's been a hard game. Tough conditions, so we'll have to have a really sort of a lighter week on the track. The benefit is probably, you know, we keep playing. We've got another strong game under our belt. The team's had a bit of a rest. How much does that play on the mind that we're ready to go and they have to get started? But that'll play out next week. But, yeah, so proud of the boys, so proud of everyone around the footy club. And, you know, yeah, it's not done until we get our opportunity, hopefully next week.
You must be proud, and you must also really you like the fact of this club mentality that you can get two blokes like Billy Ritchie and Will Kilpatrick to come in and play a role for you in a preliminary final and really not skip a beat in the senior team.
Well, that's his role, you know, and yeah. People accepting role, and that's what you need. You know, we've got obviously stars in the team, but you know, like any AFL team or any country team, any VFL team, you have, you know, your better players that. You know, you've got to obviously pay attention to and give them first opportunity. But there's also lots of roles to play within that. You know, your wings, your backs, your high forwards have all got to play roles. And we've just had complete buy-in since I rolled in through the door. And, you know, everyone's just been on board. And I guess once that happens, hopefully, you know, like we said, you know, back at the start of November 2021, that was, you know, just about creating chances. So this is our second chance we've created in 2 years, which is great, but we need to atone for last year. And again, you know, South Bowen are not going to just come up and hand it to us. We're going to have to fight for it. And, you know, at least we've got the opportunity to fight for it.
Speaking to Gary Hocking, the coach of the Leopold Football Club, for the Drain Man, Block Drains, Cleared Fast, our post-match interviews. Here is Matt Kershaw on K-Rock Football.
Buddha, congratulations.
Thanks, Kersh.
Off to the big dance.
Yes.
Mate, I thought, you know, early in the game, when the game was sort of everyone's getting the feelers on, that it was Burgess and Williamson with their run and carry that really sort of set the tone for the way you wanted to play. They put a bit of speed on the ball. And I reckon they just sort of carried a lot of players with them. And they actually finished the game like that as well, which made other players come along as well. That's so important to get that run and carry going. But I thought them two, particularly Burgess, just broke the lines all day, and he was real crucial to your makeup.
Yeah, it's important to have those guys who can run and transition through the arcs of the play. You've got to get the ball in your hand back and then try and give it to them. That was one of the other things I talked about at three-quarter time, was just trying to find a way to try and, you know, win the ball back, you know, short, not long. You want to try and get the ball back as quick as you can and come off a short run-up. You don't want to be bowling 20 overs off a long run-up that wears you out. So if you can get 20 overs off, you know, a short run-up, you can be, you know, more powerful, take wickets. So that's what we tried to do with our ball movement, try and get it a bit earlier and get it to the right people, and then, yeah, try and change lanes and run back at them. They had a few guys starting to sort of pull up, and it's been a big campaign. Like, I think everybody around Geelong who follows football, you've got to take your hat off to Samaras. Like, it's been a long campaign for them over a long, long period of time, and that's credit to both their coaches, to Keasty and to Trav, and also to their players, to their president, to their footy club. Like, they have been the benchmark for a long, long time, and everybody admires and respects them. And, you know, there is a time where, you know, does that just fall away a touch? We were hoping today. We got the result that we wanted, but I'm sure, you know, they'll be back again and they'll be after redemption. So full credit to them. We have so much respect, you know, for St Mary's. Yeah, it's unbelievable how what we think of them, even them beating us last year. But, you know, now we get an opportunity, and we've got South Bowen now on our mind.
Buddha, obviously the celebrations in the middle when the siren went, there was about 5,000 people, I think, around your players. They came from everywhere, which is what footy's all about. You really got to enjoy that moment and savour it. Pup just grabbed the playing group and took them away from all that just at the end, and knowing Pup, I'm pretty sure that his leadership would have been, boys, it's enjoy the moment, but we've got a massive job to do. Do you reckon that would what it was about?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. No, he just would have explained that it's next week. You know, let's enjoy this. Family's here, friends. You know, that's one of the things that we've tried to do here, is have family and friends and fun. And also, hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully you get you know, some flags. But you can see now right at the moment, you know, it's a good place to be. But very shortly I'll be winding this up. Players have been on their legs for a number of sorry to be the bearer of bad news, people, but you'll need to go home and allow our players to get off their legs.
Yeah.
And,
couch, ice baths.
And recover.
Buddha, can you actually get Trent Thompson to put a top on? Because he's going to get sunburn if he stands out there much longer. Have a look at him.
And he's in the shade.
Yeah, and he's in the shade. I just wanted to quickly talk to you about, so obviously Will Sheehan will, you suspect, be available for the grand final next week, so which will be great.
Yeah, tonsillitis. Can you play after?
I think you probably can.
That'd be nice.
Jai Cross this afternoon, calf injury. What's the extent of that, do you know?
Well, he kept playing and gave us a contest. So, again, we'll just assess it. I'm not a physio, a doctor. I went to year nine, so I was chasing that red thing around.
Pretty well, too.
And didn't worry about the education.
The only other one I had, Tom Feely. Where's Tom at?
No, he didn't qualify. He played too many
VFL.
Yeah,
right,
Marcus Herbert, the same thing. Didn't qualify. Yeah, Timmy Edmonds is probably
the other one.
A possibility as well. So. And there's good form in the twos as well.
Great to have them in the grand final too.
Yeah, awesome. It'd be good to ride along next to them and have them on the journey as well. And if they can get off to a really good start, that'll be pretty powerful for the 2 o'clock boys. So it should be a ripper next week. And congratulate Neildy again. What he's done, it's been awesome.
Get them all off the legs and get them inside and get them organised for next Saturday. It's going to be an absolute cracker. Buddha, well done. Congratulations and look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
Clean that coach's box up, you guys.
We will.
Well, there'll be no K-Rock footy next week.
You're not in it next week anyway. You're back here on the ground.
Nice.
See you, Buddha. The post-match interview.